Hi, I'm Henry Reinga, President of Christian Leaders Ministries, and I want to welcome you to this mini course, 9 Ways to Build Others Up. I don't know about you, but sometimes it's not easy to build someone up. A sort of bad day happens, or someone pushes and triggers you in the wrong way. It reminds you of a negative experience you had when you were a child or that you had last week. I remember in second grade, my teacher went out of her way in a field to me, it seems to me, to knock me down. Henry, you're never going to amount to anything. And I remember feeling so depressed. And that carried over for a few years in my early education. I just hated school. Until an encouraging teacher walked into my life. In fourth grade, an encouraging teacher, like, Henry, you can do it. And I remember thinking that the dark days of schooling are over. Now I like it. And I looked through my life in the ministry, and I can see that a lot of people, and maybe you know what I'm talking about, have had a lot of negative feedback, a lot of correction, but not correction to build you up, but correction just to knock you down. Maybe somebody was jealous of you growing up. Maybe you were in the wrong crowd. Maybe you lived on the wrong street, or you lived in the wrong economic group. So you felt the pain of discouragement. And now you grasp, because Jesus Christ has changed your life, that you want to be an encourager. So in this mini course, we are going to talk about the topics of encouragement. Each time, we're going to talk about one of 9 topics. Let's first of all look at encouragement itself. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11, the Apostle Paul says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." The Apostle Paul was the model church planter, the apostle who proclaimed Jesus Christ everywhere on earth in those days. He was the guy who understood about raising up leaders and building a movement for Jesus Christ. And it's interesting that when he talks to the Thessalonians as he's reproducing next generations of leaders, he says, excel at encouragement. Encourage one another. Build each other up. The Greek word there is that word that you lift others. To be an encourager, to build somebody else up, means that you yourself need to know your position in the whole world of reality. And here's your position. Christ Jesus died on the cross. He rose again from the dead. He established a relationship with God the Father. And we hear in the book of Romans, Romans 8, that we cry, Abba, Father. We are connected. We are born into a new reality. We are changed. The reason we encourage one another is because we ourselves, at our very core, have been encouraged by the gospel, born again to a new attitude. I have found over the years that people who are beat down, who stay beat down, who cannot find the peace and joy in God, is very difficult. I found it's very difficult for them, for you, to encourage anybody else. In fact, a different mindset often occurs. The mindset of one-upping one another. The mindset of, you know, I'm not happy. Why should you be happy? The mindset of keeping score. You know, if that person encourages me, I'll encourage them back. But a person, a minister, who has been ministered to, your sins completely paid for, you have a forgiveness forgiveness ethic. A person who sees the world, you know, there's an old song, see the sunny side of life. Why? It's because your whole identity is different. So when you look at others, you have resources that come through the power of the Holy Spirit through a changed life. So with that, learn to excel at encouragement. And we're going to talk about the 9 ways that you can build one another up. But foundational to all those ways is the art of encouragement. If you cannot figure out how to, for real, be an encourager, and maybe that starts with yourself. Maybe you are a self-loather. Your self-talk is that of knocking yourself down. Maybe somebody in your life knocked you down. Maybe your parents. Maybe a teacher. So it starts to ask the Lord right there, Lord, help me to excel in encouragement and know that I am your child. Because it's very difficult, impossible to fake encouragement when you are a self-loather. So before we talk about the 9 ways to build one another up, the foundation being encouragement, I'd like to have a prayer for you right now and for me, that maybe we need some healing. Maybe we need to bring something to the Lord. Let us pray. Oh Lord, as we begin this mini course on lifting others up, building others up, Lord, if there is something in us, a hurt from second grade, a failed marriage hurt, a self-loathing attitude, Lord, if there is something, a bitterness that holds us back, as we begin talking about excelling at encouragement in various ways and practical ways to build others up, we ask, Lord, that you will come and heal our hearts. Help us now release the pain, release the bitterness. Help us feel, help us realize in our very will, help us know the power of the gospel that has changed us so we can become encouragers. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's talk about how to excel at encouragement. And let's look first at this first topic. And that is to build others up. Find a positive narrative about others. No matter who you're talking to, find a positive narrative. And when you're talking to others, have that positive narrative in your very speech about others. Acts 9 verse 27. I love this. But Barnabas took him. He's talking about Paul, the Apostle Paul, and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul, in that time he was named Saul before he was changed, his name changed to the Apostle Paul. He told them how Saul, on his journey, had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you see totally what's going on here, but every time I read this, I am encouraged. Here is a Jesus hater, a persecutor of the church, someone that in every way should be feared, should be ran away from. Saul, as he was known before his name was changed to Paul, was a serious threat to Christians. Anyway, Barnabas, the son of encouragement, as he's called, gets to know him. And when it's time for him to meet others, he finds the narrative that is most appropriate to build up Saul, who becomes Paul, who becomes Apostle Paul, who writes the words that we started our mini course on about encouraging one another, as in fact you are doing. It's as if that seed of that passage goes back to Barnabas, who found a narrative and was able to be encouraged, in encouragement. So how do you find a narrative about somebody? Well, first of all, you look at your own narrative. Again, we talked earlier about if you have a self-loathing narrative, it's hard to be narrating the positive and seeing the positive in others. So first of all, remember that your own self-talk is crucial here. But as you are receiving the grace of God and basking in the gospel, when people are in your life, look for the positive narratives. Look for what God is doing. Now, when I say this, somebody might say, well, be careful. You know, you also must point out phonies and false prophets. Yes, I understand that. But we're talking about people that are seeking to walk with the Lord here. We're talking about a general lifestyle toward those you don't know. You know, we hear in the Bible to be careful in how you act toward outsiders, making the most of every opportunity. So what you're doing is having just an attitude that you are going to look for the positive in people. So the first of the 9 principles in this course is find the positive narrative about others. So how do you do that? Well, you find the positive narrative by actually getting to know them. You find the positive narrative by spending some time with them and asking questions and becoming a listener. The positive narrative, I find, is easier to see than we think. So the first very important point in this course, and we're going to end it here, is to develop ways to find positive narratives in others. And when you do, it will change your life, and it will change the lives of those around you. So as we begin this course, encouragement, as in fact you are doing, and find the positive narratives in others. And when we come back in our next lesson, we're going to take this further and deeper, exploring the 9 ways of building others up.